today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word as we continue our study in the little book of Jude. Remember, Jude does not have chapters. It has 25 verses. And in those 25 verses, Jude tried to warn us about false teachers that would come among us. In an earlier time, Paul also tried to warn Timothy, speaking to a young preacher. He told him, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. I believe that we have an epidemic of false teachers in our world today. I don't think it's any different than it has ever been in history. James warned us, or pardon me, Jude warned us about these false teachers. And we've been talking about their characteristics. A big part of Jude, a big part of these 25 verses is where he goes through this list and characterizes what these false teachers are like. Now, he warned us before. He encouraged us, first of all, to contend for the faith, to stand up for the faith and fight for the faith, fight for the truth and the truth of the Word of God. Listen, when you go to church, you need to take your Bible with you and you need to make sure that whatever your preacher is preaching, that he is preaching the truth from the Word of God. And I tell our own people here in the church where I pastor, I tell them, bring your Bibles, check it out, and see if not what I'm saying is in the Word of God. And listen, if they're teaching something that's not in the Bible, and if they're not teaching the Word of God, you need to get out of that church and find you a church where they're teaching the truth of the Word of God. And when they're holding faithful to the Scripture, when churches make their biggest mistake is when they take the Bible out of the pulpit and they stop teaching the truth. Now, Paul warned us about it. Jude is warning us about it and giving us some of these characteristics of false teachers. And I don't want to read the whole passage of Scripture again. You can find it in Jude, starting actually at about verse 5 all the way down through about verse 19. Notice a big chunk of Jude is where he tells us about the characteristics of these false teachers. Now, he warned us that they would come with teaching unbelieving. He gave us the example of Israel that did not believe. Rebellion against God, rejection against God's word and his will, replacing God with idol worship or with something else. And, you know, some teachers even try to replace God with humanity. We call that humanism. And they renounce God and try to dismiss God from their lives at all and from the Word of God. You can't really do that. We've been looking at some of these characteristics. He gave us a warning and he told us what they're like and what we can expect of them. And I'm not going to read the whole passage again. You can look at that at yourself. But let me go through this list again. It's quite a list. He said that these false teachers were filthy dreamers, that they defile the flesh, that they despise dominion. They speak evil of dignitaries. He said in verse 10, they don't know what they're talking about. He said they're vulgar. In verse 11, he said that they have followed bad examples, and he listed Cain and Baal and those who had followed Korah in the Old Testament. He said in verse 12 that they show up to your feasts, show up to your special events, though they're not really a part of your church. They'll come and try to lead people away and bring their own doctrine or their own false teaching and try to lead people away from them. He called them clouds without water. They're just empty, kind of just blowing around with whatever the latest fad is or whatever the latest and the greatest is. He said they were trees without fruit. And this is kind of where we left off last week, is that they were trees without fruit, twice dead. They have no fruit. They don't produce fruit of righteousness. They don't produce the fruit of winning souls to Christ. Twice dead, there's no fruit and there's no life in them. In fact, they're walking in darkness. And then he says that they're plucked up by the roots. We didn't really talk much about this last week, but they're plucked up by the roots. They have no root in the Word of God. They're easily moved from one wind of doctrine to another. So are the people that follow them, by the way. Now let's continue in some of these characteristics, and hopefully we can try to finish these today. In verse 13 now, he says that they are raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. He said they're raging waves of the sea. You know what this is that there's no control. There's no control. You can't control the waves of the sea. You can't stop them. We try to put up barriers, and sometimes those waves tear down those barriers. There's no control. There's no limits. He said they're foaming out their own shame. Call them wandering stars. No direction, no purpose. No direction, no purpose, because they're in darkness. They're not following the light. They have not found the light of the gospel of Christ. They're just wandering around in darkness, trying to find the next best thing that they can present to you that is opposed to the gospel. Verse 16, as we continue on, he said that they're murmurs. Let me read it. Verse 16, these are murmurs, complaining, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. They're murmurers, complainers. They can't find anything right. And they'll come and, you know, this is really kind of where they begin, as they begin this little grumbling. In fact, the word here for murmuring is to be grumbling. They're grumblers. And they'll come and begin to complain about the preacher and complain about the service and complain about the Christians in the church and try to start that little spark of discontent in their murmuring. As a complainer, they find fault with everything. Preacher's too long, preacher's too short, uses the wrong Bible version, doesn't dress right, music's too loud, music's not contemporary enough, music's not traditional enough. You know, they'll take you off on all of these little side things and complain about them. In fact, they may even complain that the preacher is too evangelistic. And whatever it is, they'll find something to complain about, no matter what it is. And in that complaining, they try to kind of undergird the foundation and try to shake the foundation of the preaching of the Word of God and the truth. He said in verse 16 also that they're walking after their own lusts. This means that they feed the hungers of the flesh. It reminds me in a lot of ways of the old saying, remember, if it feels good, do it. And they're feeding the hungers of the flesh, whatever it is. God gave us natural desires, but he did not intend for those natural desires to be our gods. He speaks of them as name droppers, or speaking swelling words. They're braggers, boasters, name droppers. And we have a few of those around. They'll come around talking like they know this dignitary or this person, maybe a famous preacher or singer. The Bible says that they separate themselves, also in verse 16. They try to cause divisions. He said they're sensual. Means that they're worldly-minded, not spiritual-minded at all. And notice this one, and I think this is particularly significant. The Bible says that they have not the Spirit of God. It's in verse 19. Having not the Spirit. Now, that should tell us something right away. No Holy Spirit. That means that if they have not the Spirit of God dwelling in them, then they cannot be saved. And just come in trying to cause problems, trying to stir up trouble. And listen, they're among you. They're in the church. They're probably in every church that exists, these false teachers that come in and try to shake us up. And you realize that the father of lies is the devil himself. I think they're satanic. I tell you, this is quite a list. And I think the main problem here is the fact that they're just not saved. They don't know Christ. They don't know how to live for Christ. And so they think that maybe without Christ, they can find a better way. Well, there is no better way. In fact, there is no other way. Jesus himself said in John 14, "And you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there may you be also." Remember, Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth." Did you catch that? "The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Listen, there is only one way to heaven. There's only one way to a relationship with God, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing him, receiving him as your own personal Savior, putting your faith and trust in him and him alone. Anything else is a distraction. Anything else is not the truth. You can't get saved through membership of your church. You can't get even saved through baptism. It comes by knowing Christ as your Savior. Beware of these false teachers. They could be in your church. Thanks for joining us. That's all our time. We'll continue next week as we consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.